This is Scott Becker, the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Today's discussion is building through careers, being prepared versus being bulletproof. And excuse my language and my ability to speak, which is bad for somebody who does podcasting for a living. But the point is this, in people building careers, there are different things that we see people try and do. Some people work very hard to get them so prepared and so perfect for a job with the hope that they'll be bulletproof. The problem being that the reality of job seeking and finding the right career is there's somewhere in between being bulletproof and being perfectly prepared versus being well prepared and reaching out to people and starting to find a job. At the end of the day, no matter what you do, I guess unless in an unusual situation, no one's going to be perfectly prepared. And by the time you go to all this graduate school, to these other things that you think will make you perfectly prepared, you might find that the reality is you would have been far better off talking to people, speaking to people, doing different seminars, picking up ground in the area versus doing 5 more years of school or whatever it might be. Or in the case of somebody preparing for the next position, 5 more years as the COO before they thought they were qualified for the CEO spot. So the constant effort here is to be great and to remember that the old phrase, perfection is the enemy of the good. Very often you could be very good and get where you need to go and grow from there and not be overly concerned with having to analyze to death or get yourself perfect to death before you actually take those next steps. So that's the concept. The next concept that goes with this, it's very similar to starting a company. Some people don't want to start something until they have the perfect product. Other entrepreneurs, and I'm far more in the school of thought, think in terms of the minimum viable product. Let's get a good enough product out, recognizing we're going to constantly have to redo it. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, we had recently written a book, Blocking and Tackling 60Ks to Building a Business and Manage Your Money. And that was what I call, that book, I would say, is a minimum viable product. I don't love it, but I was so sick of the process that I had to get it out. Now I'm working with people or editors to help improve that book, hopefully significantly. But there's always this fine line between getting out a minimum viable product. The risk of doing a minimum viable product that's not good enough, a software product that's not good enough, is it'll take years to get that next look at the product. For somebody to adapt or try you again. There's a phrase in golf that one of my friends reminded me, when you're a starting golfer, somebody will golf with you one time, but then you might not see that person on the golf course for another 10 years until you've become a much better golfer. So there is this fine line in being good enough to apply for the job, good enough to try the next step, good enough to put the minimum viable product out without being perfect. Because if you wait for perfection, you'll probably never get there. In any event, we hope you enjoy listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. I'm going to take one of the suggestions I got yesterday. If you're one of the first 2 people to respond, we'll send you each a $50 Amazon gift certificate, and we thank you so much for doing so. You've got to text me to claim this at 773-766-5322. Thank you for that suggestion. We're going to test it today. Thank you very much.